This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And Bridget, this was your first ever Catholic Radio Golf Tournament.
Yeah, it was great. I really had a good time.
We did have a good time, and the weather cooperated. It was a great time. We want to thank all of our volunteers that we couldn't do it without them. And, of course, all of our businesses who helped sponsor the event and make it a big success. And the golfers that came out. We couldn't do it without. That's kind of a trifecta there. We need all three to make it work.
Definitely.
And so thank you to all of those people. I want to remind you just real quickly here. We've received a couple of checks. We're always telling you about these things, and you probably wonder, does it ever really amount to anything? From time to time, we tell you that if you shop at Kroger and use your Kroger card, if you first go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and register your card with as Catholic Radio Indy as your charity, we get a small percentage of every grocery, every can of peas you buy, every pound of bacon, loaf of bread. We get a small percentage of it. And we just got a very nice check from Kroger just a couple of days ago on that.
Woohoo!
And we also remind you that Amazon Smile, if you ever shop on Amazon, go to Amazon Smile first, register with Catholic Radio. Then every time you buy anything on Amazon, anything at all, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage. And we just got a nice check from them as well. You can find out more about both of those at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Yes, and we have a wonderful guest in studio today. He is not from the United States. He is from Poland, and he is a priest of the Congregation of St. Michael the Archangel, and he is visiting the Indianapolis area, or has visited the Indianapolis area, and he's going to be talking about angels. But my guest today for Faith in Action is Father Peter Przekowicz. Przekowicz. Did I get it?
Yes, correct. That's correct. It's a great pleasure for me to be in this wonderful studio and to take part in this program. This is my first time to be in Indianapolis, and I came here not because of the race, but because of the holy angels.
Well, that's great. And, you know, you do other things, too. You are an editor of a magazine, right?
Yes.
On angels. What's it called?
Yes, the title of this magazine is The Angels, Messengers from a Loving God. So, but also I'm involved in the Divine Mercy Apostolate. So usually when I go somewhere, I talk on the Holy Angels, but also on the Divine Mercy and Saint Sister Faustina.
Ah.
So you grew up in Poland. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up a priest and how you developed the desire or the charism to be involved with learning about the angels and telling people about angels.
I was born in Toruń. Toruń is a very famous place, famous for Nicolaus Copernicus. Probably you have heard about him. Mm-hmm. And I am 55 years old.
So spring chicken.
Yes, yes, it's not too bad. So, but I have been a priest for 28 years. So when I was considering where to go, what to do, I had a calling in my heart to follow Jesus. And initially I was thinking about becoming a diocesan priest, but finally I ended up in the Congregation of Saint Michael the Archangel. I don't know why, God knows, and it is his plan of my salvation, but I have never complained about it. So our congregation was founded by a Polish priest, Father Bronisław Markiewicz. He was beatified recently by John Paul II, and the main charism of our congregation is taking care of the children, because we belong to the spiritual Salesians family. So we run orphanages, schools, oratories, but apart from that, we take care of the Shrine of Saint Michael the Archangel in Monte Sant'Angelo in Italy, in Gargano, and we try to spread the devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel. Our founder was very strict about it. He was saying to us, pray to Saint Michael everywhere you go, try to build the church under the protection of Saint Michael, And that's why we try to follow his charism and to do our best. And that's why I am here, sent by Saint Michael to speak about him and the holy angels, because they exist, we need them very much. And also in my lifetime, I was the chaplain to the sisters of the Congregation of Our Lady of Mercy. It is the place where Saint Faustina belonged to.
So
because of that, I became involved in the Divine Mercy Apostolate. So initially, I started talking about the Divine Mercy, and afterwards, people were asking me, Father, you are from the Order of Saint Michael, why you don't talk about the angels? So they forced me to do it. That's why I try to kill two birds in one stone.
Very good. We like that. Well, what is an angel? I think people in our society are very, in the American culture anyway, are very obsessed with the supernatural, but maybe not in the correct way. They don't really know what is authentic and what is not authentic in terms of what's God, what are the angels. So how do you define what an angel is? And I know that there are more than one type. So what's an angel?
Oh, what is an angel? It's a good question. The angel.
I know I'm an angel and you're an angel, but not officially, right?
Oh, I am a sinner.
I guess I'm that too. Never mind.
Oh, hopefully in heaven we'll be together with the angels in heaven, so we'll become holy, sanctified by the grace of God. But to be serious, let me tell you that the angels are the spiritual beings. They are the persons, just as you and I like the persons, they are also spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
So
created by God, right?
Created by God, and they have no material elements, no material body. They are pure spirits. But when they are sent by God, we call them messengers, the angels. So they are the pure spirits, but we call them the angels when they are sent by God on purpose. So that's why this meaning is very similar, the angels or the spiritual beings. So they exist, they are close to us. Sometimes the people ask how many angels we have. Actually, we don't know. They were created by God from nothing, but we don't know the precise number of angels. It is not revealed. It is the mysterious number. But they...
If you're just, I'm going to interrupt just a second, just so people are driving in there wondering, who is this wonderful person telling us about angels? We're talking with Father Peter Przekowicz, and he is from Poland, and we're talking about angels. So we have guardian angels. What, I heard a show on EWTN actually recently about you don't want to name your guardian angel, right? So should we pray to our angel? I mean, what kind of a relationship should we have with our guardian angel?
Well, first of all, we have to realize that the angels were created by God on purpose.
Okay.
Sometimes people are asking, Father, do we really need the angels? What for? We have Jesus. We have the Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need the angels? And the answer is yes. Because the Blessed Mother needed the angels. One of the angels, Saint Gabriel, was sent to her by God. Saint Joseph communicated with the angels in his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jesus himself needed the angels when he was on the desert, when he was praying in the Garden of Olives, Gethsemane. An angel was sent by the Heavenly Father to support him, to accept the chalice of suffering, the will of God. So if these holy people, even the Son of God, needed the angels, so do we.
Right.
We do need them, and they accompany us. They minister to us, even if we are not aware of it. But we should be aware of it so we can make the most of this relationship given to us by God. So the angels are the servants, our servants. It's fascinating. They are at our disposal. When I call my guardian angel, when I say my guardian angel, he's asking me, oh, you are talking to me. How can I help you? What can I do for you? So it's a very, very private, personal, unique relationship with our guardian angel. Saint Padre Pio called his guardian angel the twin brother. The twin brother. If you are a twin sister, you know what I mean. So it's a very close relationship. I remember one day I was giving a talk to the Knights of Columbus in Atlanta, in Georgia, and after the talk, one man came to me to the sacristy and he said, Father, thank you. I didn't realize that I could have another relationship in my life, and this is the relationship with my guardian angel.
Well, I think anyone that listens to this is going to have a completely different perspective on their guardian angel, because I think as kids, I know at least in the United States, you know, you see the children crossing. There's a famous picture of the children crossing a bridge and there's a big angel, and it's always, I've always kind of envisioned my guardian angel as this big angel, and
sure,
but it was only like from my childhood. now I don't need it, but actually
there's a prayer, and I don't remember the words of it anymore, but as a child I used to say it every night as part of night prayers.
Yes,
my angel of God, my guardian dear.
To whom God's love. Okay.
And trust me here, ever this day.
I guess I haven't said that for a while.
But this is the prayer not only for the children, it's for the adults. So if you are 99 years old, say this prayer. Because we are the pilgrims. We are on a pilgrimage, and the angels accompany us on this pilgrimage to heaven. And this is their purpose, to get us to heaven. So sometimes people are asking, what happens to my guardian angel after my death? Actually, we don't know. Some holy writers say that when I am in the purgatory after my death, my guardian angel will be inspiring the people who would be alive to pray for me, to offer the plenary indulgences, the holy masses for my soul, because his mission has not been accomplished yet. That's why they really are in touch with us. We should be aware of it and to pray to them. Sometimes people are asking, Father, do I have to pray to my guardian angel? They take care of me anyway. But mm-hmm. I say, of course, your mother takes care of you, even if you don't talk to her. But if you talk to her, mm-hmm. if you are more precise, if you ask her, she will help you more willingly, because you describe your wishes, your desires, and it's the same. And also it's an act of faith. By faith we deserve. It's our merit, so our faith is rewarded. And when we pray, it's an act of faith. And the angels are very happy and willingly to help us when we need their help.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here with my guest, Father Peter Przekowicz, and he is of the Congregation of St. Michael the Archangel. And let's talk about St. Michael the Archangel. We were talking about angels. That's our topic today. But you wanted to mention something about St. Michael. And maybe in your answer, do angels have different jobs? Is St. Michael different than another angel, so to speak? So maybe include that in your answer.
It's a very good question. We have to remember that the main source for us to get the answer is the Holy Bible. Holy Bible. In the Bible, there are over 300 places where the angels are mentioned. So this is the real truth about the holy angels in the Bible, not in the other different books. Also, we have the sacred tradition and the example of many saints. Their biographies are filled with the holy angels, but also we have our own personal experience. So we should be aware that there are nine choirs of angels. The angels are divided. We can call the angels God's SAS, Spiritual Army of Soldiers.
Okay.
So they are the soldiers. That's why they are not very talkative.
Uh-huh. You know, they're busy, right?
Yeah, they don't gossip, yes. they don't speak too much. They speak what God wants them to speak. And according to the Bible and some very good books, even written by the American writers, there are five missions of angels. They are the messengers, the adorers, the stewards, the guardians, and the warriors. The messengers, they bring messages from God, like to the Blessed Mother. Adorers, they adore Jesus. Saint Faustina, one day when she entered the chapel in the convent, there were no human beings in that chapel, but she saw many angels close to the tabernacle, and they were singing, "Holy, holy, holy." And this is what we do when we participate in the Holy Mass. We just join the choirs of angels in this hymn of praise. And also the angels are the warriors, the stewards, and the guardians. So, as I said before, the angels who is the closest to our heart is our guardian angel. And our guardian angel is very unique, unrepeatable, like our fingerprints. So your guardian angel is different from my guardian angel, and my guardian angel is different from his guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the people are asking, can I have more than one guardian angel? Of course you can.
If you really are a challenging case, right?
Well, but I say it's better to have just one, but a good one, good quality.
Gotcha.
You know, God knows what you need, yes?
Yes.
We don't have to know about it. Probably in heaven we will thank our guardian angel and we will discover what he has done for us. Now it's a mystery, a little bit sure. A mystery. And according to the tradition, even Jesus, our Lord himself, had a guardian angel because he was similar to us in everything apart from sin. And according to the holy writers, the name of his guardian angel was Saint Michael the Archangel.
Oh.
So he needed the best.
The best of the best, right?
Yes, number one, the leader of all the angels. So even, you know, when you go for the Mass in the first Eucharistic prayer, an angel is mentioned, an angel who takes the offering from this altar to the altar in heaven. And in the old text, it was the name of Saint Michael. When the Holy Father does the blessing Urbi and Orbi at Christmas Day and at Easter Day, he invokes the Blessed Mother and Saint Michael the Archangel. When we say the prayer after the Holy Mass in many churches, we say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. So according to the tradition, Saint Michael is the second one in heaven after the Blessed Mother because of his complete obedience to God. Because when the angels were put into the test, he was the first one who said, "Who is like unto God?" So he expressed his decision and he was raised up and became the angel number one. However, he belongs to the choir of archangels, which is the second from the bottom. That's why, like the army, I don't know about American army, but the Polish army is divided into platoon, brigades, and divisions. The angels' army is divided into legions and choirs. We have nine choirs of angels. So if you, for example, watch EWTN, the sisters from the Congregation of Mother Angelica, they say the chaplet to nine choirs of angels, and it has the name the Salutation. So it's like the litany to all the angels who exist.
And so I want to ask you, I need some advice. What should I tell my angel to do? What can we ask our angel to do for us? What's appropriate? Because I'm going to have a list here as soon as we're done. Because I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, follow your heart, follow the Holy Spirit. But I can recommend to you some pieces of advice. First of all, before you pray, ask your guardian angel to pray with you, for you, to be concentrated on prayer and to be focused on Jesus when you pray. So even when you fall asleep, of course, unconsciously, your mm-hmm. guardian angel will be praying for you. Secondly, when you travel somewhere, ask your guardian angel to protect you. When you have temptations, we should turn to Saint Michael and our angels. Just remember that when we say the prayer Our Father, which was dictated word by Jesus, at the very end of this prayer, we refer to the presence of the angels, because we say, not lead us into temptation mm-hmm. and deliver us from evil. So these two requests remind us of the presence of the fallen angels. That's why Saint Michael, our guardian angels, they are the great protectors and defenders. I call them the bodyguards, mm-hmm. the soul guards, because yeah. we are all VIPs, very
yes,
important people, children of God, the brothers of Jesus, the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we need our guardian angels. So as a professional soul guard, our guardian angel works behind the scenes in anticipation of what is going to happen. That's why we ask for the protection, and it's a part of our mm-hmm. spiritual life. And nowadays there is a big interest in wearing the scapular of Saint Michael the Archangel, which was established by the Holy Father Leo XIII, the same Pope who wrote the prayer to Saint mm-hmm. Michael.
Jim, you got a question over there?
Just recently, you were visiting here in Indianapolis, and what were you doing while you were in Indianapolis? I mean, why did you come to Indianapolis?
Well, I came to the United States for 3 weeks. I have been invited to do some retreats in different states and talks, and also I was invited to Indianapolis to talk on the angels. I have heard that in this diocese there are a lot of Saint Michael's prayer groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to promote the scapular to Saint Michael, to talk more about Saint Michael, also to promote our Angels magazine, which is a good source of good knowledge for the people who are interested into it. Nowadays, a lot of people read about the angels in New Age sources, and mm-hmm. It's everything is upside down, because we have to be aware that the real devotion to the angels lead us to Christ.
Not away from Christ,
absolutely,
but to Christ.
To the sacraments.
How does someone subscribe to the magazine? If someone says, oh, there's a magazine about angels, I could be interested in that. How do they subscribe to that?
Actually, there is a special website, you know, on which you can find all the details. www.saintmichaeltheArchangel.info.
Mm-hmm.
You can repeat it after the program.
Yep.
And you can find some information, also a lot of recordings of my talks and
yeah.
retreats given especially in Europe. And also in this magazine, we try to inform people where I'm going to be and what is the topic of my talks. And if you are attracted by God to this topic, to the holy angels, it could be a sign that God wants you to be in a closer relationship with the angels, because nothing is by accident. Everything is on purpose. Even listening to this program when you are driving, don't drive too fast, faster than your guardian angel can fly.
And you know what's interesting is that, you know, we have, God gives us so many gifts, and the angels are just one more beautiful gift that we've been given to help us get to heaven. Do we want to...
Well, I was going to ask you real quickly. We're going to end the program with the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. But on the back cover of the magazine is a chaplet of St. Michael. And can you tell us just a little bit about that? I think some people are familiar with the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and it is a different format. I noticed this has a little different format as far as what prayers are said and how. How does this one work?
Yeah, the Chaplet of St. Michael came after the private apparition given to one of the servants of God in 19th century. And when we say this chaplet, we say nine times one Our Father and three Hail Marys, and we address our prayer to God, but we pray for the intercessions of the specific choirs of angels. And for example, when we turn to the choir of Seraphim, we say, may the Lord make us worthy to burn with the fire of perfect charity. So it goes together with the mission of the specific choir of angels. And at the end we say, for our fathers, in honor of Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint Raphael, and our guardian angel. And after the chaplet we say Saint Michael's prayer, which is a very specific prayer.
And I tell you, that is just about all the time we have, is to say that prayer and end with a quick blessing here. But Father, we mentioned the website, and if we could one more time, where?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's www.saintmichaeltheArchangel.info, and it's Saint S-T Michael the Archangel .info. So thanks for being my guest, and if you will give us a blessing, and we'll pray the Saint Michael prayer together. How about that?
I will, and also I invite you to visit the Shrine of Saint Michael the Archangel in Monte Sant'Angelo in Gargano, a tremendous place, the apparition place, the most famous shrine in the Europe. And if you go there and you mention my name, they will treat you as a VIP.
We'll
you
keep
say,
that in mind.
I have met a priest from the Congregation of Saint Michael. But to be serious, let us pray. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.